Lobster.
Yeah.
I guess I've had lobster because I've had lobster rolls. I've never had lobster like they put it on your plate and it's, you know, you break into it and all that. Mm-hmm. I've had crabs because I think you can't live in Maryland without having crabs.
No, it's required.
Yeah, I think it's actually a law.
It is. Right? It's a law. I'm a Maryland girl, born and raised. I don't know. But I can put Old Bay seasoning on anything.
Oh.
It goes, applesauce? I mean, it just goes well on everything.
Applesauce.
I'm allergic to apples, actually. Mm. Uh-huh. So I've never tried that. But I put it on Chinese food.
Makes sense.
Put it on popcorn, on like just anything. I love Old Bay.
Yeah, we had the ice cream place, you know, the one that Dan's been to. They had made Old Bay ice cream here. So
oh wow!
Did you have it?
No. I'm not Maryland born. I'm like a gossamer veneer of Old Bay on things, but not like coating your crab so that your every little nick you feel. I'm not. No, yeah. It's good, but in moderation.
It's not a dessert.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
At the movie theater in Annapolis, they would have Old Bay out to put on fries.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, you got to put Old Bay on your fries. You got to put it on your popcorn. I feel like I had something sweet that had Old Bay in it, and I can't remember. Was it? I had Old Bay beer, I think,
that had Old Bay in it. Yeah. I've seen that.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Next, it'll be Oreos.
Oh.
Old Bay Oreos.
It's amazing the variety of Oreos there are out there.
I don't need the variety.
I was like, what? Who needs a mint flavored
Oreo? There's four levels of stuff now, too. There's normal, double, like,
mega. I need my regular Oreo and my milk.
Yeah.
I don't really like the stuff, though. I like the cookie. So give me mega cookie. I'd be happy with that. I don't want the more of the white.
You're a weird dude, Dan.
I am. I don't like the – I mean, it's okay. I'll eat it, but I like the chocolate taste of the cookie more than I like the taste of the
– Nope, color. You're not allowed to like what you like.
And so I usually get the peanut butter Oreos because I do like the peanut butter filling.
I was going to say, I haven't tried – well, I mean, I haven't tried any of, like, the new weird flavors of Oreos. Have any of you tried one that was surprisingly good?
The birthday ones are really good.
The birthday cake.
Birthday cake Oreos, huh?
They're like Dunkaroos, basically.
I've only ever had regular Oreos. I don't buy a lot of Oreos, but like when I do, I'm like, oh, I just want the regular Oreo.
Yeah.
Traditionalist you are, huh?
No, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed if someone was like, hey, have this Oreo. I'd be like, no, I'm sorry, but like, I just don't buy Oreos very often.
Yeah, I don't really buy Oreos either, but yeah, I mean, but I think Oreos are also a cookie that requires dunking.
Oh, absolutely.
But I can't eat, if someone gives it to just a Oreo, I just throw it in their face.
It's really hard and dry. I need milk with it. You got to have milk with
it.
Yeah. But Rob, you're also very aggressive with your cookies.
I'm very, yes.
Like,
I wouldn't throw it in the face. I would just put it in my pocket and save it for later.
Nope.
Yeah, right, I just...
you react violently to it. Huh?
Listen, I've got a lot of anger.
Okay, that's fair.
Cookie-related and otherwise.
I'm fine. I'm always angry.
Well, maybe that's not okay.
I don't know. I've been like this my whole life.
Did you know that Oreos were originally the knockoff? They weren't
the
Hydrox.
Yeah, Hydrox is the first one.
Oreos are also
what else is like that.
Yeah. Hydrox just doesn't roll off the tongue, you know?
Yeah, it's a terrible name. It's honestly, it's like
it sounds
eat
like
some delicious chemicals.
Take your penicillin and Hydrox.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds medicinal.
Yes, do they make those anymore? Because I don't think I've seen that brand anymore.
No, they went out of business. I think someone bought them and they tried to bring them back, or they did to a limited extent, but they went out of business a while.
I wasn't sure if it was just a Southern thing and I just didn't notice them because they aren't in this area.
Yeah.
They used to have those... they had lemon cookies that had kind of like a sugar dust on it. That mm-hmm. They were really good, but you didn't see them very often. They had like the right amount of tang to the lemon taste. But if you ate it, it looked like you'd been snorting cocaine. Because
mm-hmm.
it was just powdered sugar everywhere. But they tasted delicious.
Yeah. it's interesting regional food, like and not like styles of cooking, but like brands.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. Didn't Baltimore have that black and white cookie or something?
The burger cookie.
Yeah.
It's like a black and white cookie, but just the dark.
Well, it's a cookie with like a pound of fudge on it.
Yeah.
And when I worked at the Supreme Court, there's a Chief Justice Burger was one of the justices. So we would occasionally have, and they're not related at all, but we would have burger cookies and be like, oh, it's Supreme Court, you know, related. But yeah, it's like, I could eat half of that and then just not eat for the rest of the day. Like, they're so rich.
But yeah, that's like all the, I mean, I grew up in Pennsylvania, so all like the Amish food and stuff, like the moon pies, which they have here to a certain extent sometimes, but that's huge.
That's a big Southern thing, though.
Yeah, I thought that was Southern.
Yeah, it is, but there's there's two of them, but they have the whoopie pie and like the, but like that, yeah, it's like, if you go to any Amish farmer's market, they have all of these like very local things that you find in other regions. Like, it's weird how you find them in other local places in other areas, but you don't find them widespread in that area either. It's like that one small area in like the South has it too, and then also Pennsylvania has it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's why it's Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because it's the South of the North.
Yeah. But speaking of moon pie being a Southern thing, I had a family member who shall remain nameless, but she used to eat moon pies with a slice of bologna on top of them.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Well,
was this punishment for something?
I feel like Stephen Colbert in the Waiters That Don't Like Food sketch.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't wrap my brain around that.
I'm trying to make it, you know, like,
or my stomach.
The saltiness of the bologna and then, no.
But actually, there's nothing, like, I'm a lifelong vegetarian, but bologna is just, I don't know why that's appetizing to anyone.
Well, even by itself, it's pretty gross.
I mean, bologna, well, it depends. I mean, it depends on the kind, but it's just sausage. Like, it's just a kind of sausage.
Well, it's a processed meat.
But so I know sausage.
I had bologna a lot. Yeah, but I mean, I just think that's gross.
I had a bologna a lot as a kid. I don't think I've had a bologna sandwich in like a couple of decades.
Yeah. Like, if you
as
get
an
like
adult, I've never bought it.
If you get like Lebanon bologna, like from Pennsylvania, that is radically different than say like Oscar Mayer.
Yeah.
I don't like either of them. I'm not a big fan of those, but the Lebanon bologna is better. Like, it's more like an actual like sausage product that it, like, takes time to make, not just some giant vat of like
pink
meat being extruded out of a thing.
Well, then there's also olive loaf. I remember that.
Yeah.
It was square, but I think it was bologna, but it had olives in it. And my mom would pack that in as a sandwich with mayonnaise on it. And I always hated that. That was like the worst day.
Those two words just don't sound together.
Just have a big old party of olive loaf and fruitcake.
Yeah. They look the same.
I like fruitcake, okay. I have to admit, growing up down south.
We found him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the guy that buys it all the time.
Like, my mom used to make it from scratch, and I even asked for
that
it.
That would probably be good.
Yeah,
I've seen recipes for it. If you make it, you can make it however you want. It's not just like a.
I like the store bought stuff too. Don't get me wrong. I'm
like
not,
that.
All right, I take everything CBS. I just said back. I was gonna commiserate, but now I take it all back. Yeah,
come on,
it's
nice. Got the red cherries and the green cherries. It's all festive.
Wasn't there a comedian that said there's only been one fruitcake and it just keeps being given?
Yeah, it's Jim Gaffigan.
I ate it. It must
Jim Gaffigan was like, yeah, it's fruit, good, cake, good, fruit cake, nasty crap.
Yeah. My grandmother, my dad's mom is Sicilian, and she makes something called Stalin. Have you guys heard of Stalin?
Again, not an appetizing sounding word.
Well, I mean, I think it's named after the.
You eat it and it puts you right in prison.
Well, I mean, it's weird because like a lot of the Italian. I don't know. I'm not going to talk. I don't know what I'm talking about there. So I'm not going to make declarative statements. But anyway, she makes this thing, and it's like, I guess it's like an Italian fruitcake where it's like a softer biscotti with icing on it, and then it's full of like. Green and red fruit. I don't know. It's like hard. It's but it's not real fruit. It's like fake fruit.
Candied fruit.
Yeah, it's candy. But I don't know. I think it. I've never liked it. I think she throws raisins in there too.
And, yeah, why not? It's a fruit.
Yeah, I mean, but my dad loves it. So like every Christmas, she sends home like three, you know, like and she they're in like a long. They're not. It's not cut up. It's like a. Like a loaf or like, but like a pastry, but like big. And I just like, I might eat like a little bit of the bready part, but the candied fruit just grosses me out.
And I just got to say loaf in general for anything, you know, to describe a fruit besides bread, a food besides bread. I just, you lost me. I don't want a loaf unless it's bread.
Loaf just isn't a positive word in most cases.
The exception is cats.
A loaf of cat.
Yeah.
They like to loaf.
They loaf. They turn in when they lose their legs.
A cat loaf.
That's a cat rail when they're on the rail.
That's like a bologna, but little bits of cats in the middle.
Ugh. Ew. all right. Oh my god. It arrived. We can finally finish building our fort. Look, the final fruitcake arrived. We can build the fort now.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh man, because we still like we had that like one gap.
Yeah. It was believe me, that was bothering me.
It was bothering me too.
Yeah. I mean
drafty in our fort.
You can't have a fruitcake fort if you don't have it all filled in properly.
Right, exactly. So and we've been using the icing as mortar, right? Do we have enough to like fill in this one last gap?
Oh yeah, Grandma sent us a paint bucket of it.
Oh good.
Apparently, Brian said that he liked it earlier,
even though the icing.
Yeah, the icing. He told her he liked it, and she sent him an entire paint bucket of icing.
Was it strategic or
I don't think
or,
so.
Or do we have to be worried about him?
I'm back for the rest of the inspection.
Hey, what's up?
We got our last loaf of pound cake or a fruit cake.
Yeah.
And now the inspection can finally conclude. I appreciated the bucket of icing.
Well, Grandma sent that just for you.
Yes. That wasn't trying to influence my decision at all, was it?
But I mean, you asked for it. This is Brian. Do we have to? I think we need to
talk. I believe it was gift.
Brian, how much of the icing did you drink today?
One serving.
Okay, he drank half of the bucket of
that. Yeah, well, that is one serving.
That's what he. Yeah. So
it says it on the. It says it on there. In Grandma's handwriting, right, it says one serving, half a bucket.
Yes, two servings per bucket. So okay, I think he's. He's suffering some
trauma. He thinks he's an inspector.
I know.
That's weird, right?
I know.
Well, I inspected it, and it was delicious. I don't know what you want me to say.
Brian, put your pants back on.
Oh, Brian. Okay. So what do you think?
If Mom tells me to.
What was that?
If Mom tells me to. You guys aren't the boss of me.
You're right.
That's right. He's right.
Okay. So, Brian, you're the inspector, so what do you think of the fort?
Shoddy is the first word that comes to mind. It is a fort, technically. It's
complete. Brian, you built three out of the four walls.
You helped us build it.
You guys gave the designs, though.
Right.
Okay,
I was just labor.
Well, but wouldn't the shoddiness be... You know,
implementation of the plans, Brian.
The buck stops at the top. You guys were in charge of me the whole time. If you thought it was shoddy throughout, you should have said something.
I think we said it a lot. I don't have the
grand vision, you guys. Well,
I
had to wear my safety equipment.
Okay, honestly, I think it looks great.
I think the
one hole.
The belfry came out real nice.
It's a beautiful belfry, and I think it was brilliant to put that seed bell in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a little concerned about the birds, you know, coming to eat the seed. But, you know, until then, I think it looks great. But you know, I think it looks great considering it's made out of, you know, 120 fruitcakes.
It's a lot more sizable than I would have expected too for only 120.
Yeah. Well, each loaf, I mean, you know how grandmas with their loaves, this is like each one of these is at least a meter.
And to be fair, the icing mortar that we used is very generously applied.
It does look rather inviting.
Brian, stop looking in the wall. Stop it.
I just can't help myself.
Hey, Howard, would you like some Oreos?
Some Oreos? Yeah. Well, wait. Is it one of these weird new flavors?
It's the mystery flavor.
Oh, mystery flavor?
See on the package, it's got a question mark.
Yeah, I don't even know what a question mark tastes like.
I don't either. That's why I want you to try it first and tell me.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm a traditionalist and I like the regular, or I'll go double stuff, but this is okay. All right. Wait.
Just get color? Three because that's a serving.
Oh, three for a serving?
Yeah, it says on the back of the package, three cookies are a serving.
I don't know if I can eat three of these. I'm not even sure what color that stuff is inside.
It's kind of a teal color. I've never seen an Oreo like that.
I mean, I don't know what food naturally comes as teal. I'm a little nervous about this, I gotta say.
It kind of gives me a mouthwash kind of vibe.
Yeah. You haven't tried this before?
I haven't. I'm actually curious as to what it is before I try it.
Oh, so I mean, your guinea pig for
for
your mystery Oreos.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, if you just told me that you need a guinea pig, I would have been glad to try this teal flavored Oreo. All right, I'll go for it.
Okay.
Kind of tastes like meatloaf. It's odd. I don't know.
Yeah, that's safe. Here.
Yeah, you like meatloaf, right?
Hmm. I did not expect a teal meatloaf.
Yeah.
I definitely taste hints of ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think this meatloaf may have been made in Maryland because it's got a little bit of Old Bay hint too.
classic grandma's recipe with Old Bay.
Yeah, it clashes a little bit with the chocolate, but it's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, I've had worse, but I really, again, I'll let you have the rest of these Oreos. I'm more of a traditionalist with these sorts of things.
Okay, well, I appreciate you helping me out with this.
Yeah, but hey, you know, maybe sometime later you can come over. I've got some cool breakfast foods for you to try.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Like mystery Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, and different flavors of Tang.
Oh, I love Tang.
Yeah, but they have more than just orange these days.
I didn't know that. I've only had the orange. Tell me more.
Yeah. Well, there's pineapple, grapefruit, banana, and mystery.
Mystery. Maybe it's meatloaf.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have the results of your DNA test.
Come on, human. Come on, human.
You're definitely human.
Yes.
Oh, but thank you. It looks like you're not actually from Tennessee. You're from Pennsylvania.
No.
Yeah.
That can't be.
Well, it's very distinctly here. I mean, you can look at the results. It says you're 75% Pennsylvanian.
But my family's always had a very distinct lineage from Kentucky. Yeah.
Well, this, you know, we
changes everything.
We do see this a lot. There's a lot of times family kind of come up with their own lore, you know, about where they're from, how they got there.
Well, I mean, don't most families have grand tales of their history? Hasn't everyone founded a major metropolitan area?
I see this a lot. People claim, you know, heritages of things that are very significant groups of people, but sometimes it's just not true. And so you, I'm so sorry, you're from Pennsylvania.
Maybe they were just confused. Okay. We founded Pennsylvania though, right?
You know, it, I,
does it say that in the test?
Well, I, what it does say is you, your family came to Pennsylvania in 1887. So Pennsylvania was already a state.
But that's when it became like legit, right? People were like, let's go to Pennsylvania after we arrived.
You know, it, it, I'm not an expert in that. All I can tell you is what I see here on your, on your.
Okay, well, results. Let's not get too bogged down in that disappointment. Where's the good news? There has to be good news, right?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's also, you might find this one interesting. You're 15% Alaskan.
That's why I'm so good at swimming.
Okay. Is that all right? I thought that the swimming, you know, that, that could be, something that Alaska is known for.
You know, catch those fish somehow.
That's true. That's true. Salmon, right?
Yeah.
Are you, do you swim upstream?
No, no. We just wait at the top. They come right to us. Yeah, okay, well, you know what? We started swimming. It got
that
old.
Actually makes sense here because you are 5% grizzly bear.
Oh, see, now you know why I was worried.
It makes so much sense.
Perfect. Hey, Rob, as your lawyer, I've just got to warn you, you got a tough judge here, Judge Berger.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
yeah, that's probably not what you want to tell him, though. He's a tough nut to crack.
Does he doesn't, does he wear pickles? Because that'd be, oh, I like it.
Yeah, not so much wearing pickles, but, you know, you could put you in a pickle. I mean, you really got to be careful about what you say around it.
I don't follow. What is that? I don't understand that. Is that a joke? I don't follow what you're saying.
No, you know, a pickle, you know, like a tight spot. I don't mean literally put you in brining solution.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Good, because the brining solution is how I got in this mess.
Yeah, I know. You thought you could solve that brining problem and you just couldn't.
Well, I mean, but, I would have made millions.
Yeah, right. But, you know, it's good idea, but you have to actually pay for the, you know, the ingredients for your biting solution.
Yeah,
you
can't salt.
Just go and rob. I mean,
listen, I saw a hole in the ground with a bunch of salt in it, and I said, I'm going to go get that salt.
Yeah, I mean, that's not an unreasonable thing to think.
I know. Then why are we here?
Right. That's a good point, and we probably need to get that straight before Judge Berger shows up, but yeah, that's not your property, and you can't just go digging around other people's property. You get that right.
Sure. I get it.
May I have your attention, please? All rise for Judge Berger.
Uh-oh. Oh, this could be trouble.
Here he comes.
Hear ye, hear ye. The court is now in session.
Oh my God, he's actually wearing a burger on his tie.
Yeah, I just thought that was his name. Jeez. Your Honor, permission to approach the bench.
Permission granted.
Judge Berger, I just thought that was your name. I didn't know you were so into burgers. My client's finding it a bit distracting.
I'm a big fan of mayonnaise on you. Big fan of mayonnaise.
No, Rob,
thank you.
Keep it down, dude. I'm trying to help you. So, yeah, Mike, he's a little hungry right now, and I wouldn't want
a man in such of a crisis position to be hungry. If he wants my tie, he only has to ask.
Okay.
Grab your tie.
You may. Why not? Here, I've got plenty of these.
Oh, it looks good.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any Old Bay? I only eat these with Old Bay.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Lauren.
Yeah.
You cannot live in Maryland without getting crabs.
What?
You can't live in Maryland without getting crabs. I got a bucket of crabs here.
And I, you know, I'm.
Oh, you thought I was talking about something else.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no. Get your mind out of the gutter. No, these are crabs.
Okay, so you're telling me that I went and got crabs for no reason?
Oh. You got the other kind of crabs.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I meant like the seafood.
Oh no, my God. I can't. Ew, gross.
Do you need some talcum powder?
Why would I? No, please get those crabs away from me. Those are they smell terrible. That's so disgusting. I can't. They're
the bucket of crabs, right?
Yeah, they're bottom feeder.
Okay. Well, yeah, the other crabs can be too.
Well, no, come on, grow up. Okay,
what you're talking about.
Why didn't you tell me about this before I moved here?
I gave you hints. I put out the Old Bay.
Okay, I thought I didn't put two and two together because, again, I was thinking venereal disease.
Yeah.
And you just really were into a spice. And, you know, so what happens now? I'm not going to eat disgusting things from the ocean. Ew.
Oh, okay. Well, more for me.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I don't understand why you didn't pick up on this. I had like the little hammer. I had the bibs out on the on the counter.
I just thought that's what you were into.
I am. I'm totally into a bucket of crabs.
Yeah, but
from the Chesapeake Bay.
Again, how was I supposed to connect that with the venereal disease?
That's on you.
You said crabs. That's what I thought of first.
Exactly. Your mind is in the gutter.
Well, that's where I got them, in the gutter.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Moving to Pennsylvania probably wasn't the best idea. I mean, it's a real hell. It's not a good place.
It's kind of a vast wasteland out here.
I figured it was like, it's 1887. It would have been, you know, we should go across the ocean, see what's going on in the New World. I figured Pennsylvania would be a good place to go.
Yeah, it was all right at Philadelphia, but you go further west and there's just nothing.
I mean, not even nothing. Everyone here is, I mean, all of America is really racist, but this is really racist.
Yeah, very racist. I mean, I thought we were racist over on the other side of the ocean, but no, this is really bad.
I don't know. I feel like we should not live here anymore, but where would we go?
We could go to Boston.
I mean, I do like beans.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're not racist in Boston.
Probably not. Wait, what about Tennessee or Kentucky? One of those.
Yeah, that would be good. I'm sure they're very forward thinking there.
Okay. Wait.
I know. Alabama.
It's a really long, I mean, it's going to take a long time to get there. I mean, we don't even have horses. We're going to have to walk the whole way.
The whole thing. But we can't stay here.
I mean, I guess if we find a spot where we could stay, we don't have to tell anybody we stayed here. We could always tell people that we stayed somewhere else.
You know, we could always raise a barn, you know, and just set it right here.
I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, what if we make some local treats that people only get in Pennsylvania?
You know, I think that's a great idea. I mean, we're Dutch, so.
Well, you're Dutch.
Make some pretzels.
You keep bringing it up. I'm not Dutch, and you make me feel bad about it.
Well, I'm Dutch.
I know, you always say it. It's like, oh, look, I'm Dutch. That's not how we do it in the land where Dutch people are from. No, I'm not racist. You know how I feel about Amsterdam and tulips.
Yeah, I know. That was a rough...
Yeah, we lost all of our money. All of it.
Well, I mean, you thought that tulips would be the next wave, and it wasn't.
Everyone thought it. People were wearing tulips as underwear.
They just don't last.
Yeah, no, they don't. And now here we are in Pennsylvania. I don't like it, man.
Yeah.
All right, I know. How about we go out west and we start a city?
Oh, Yeah, that would be great.
We'll call it the same as your last name, Pittsburgher.
Whoosh.
Hey, Brian, man, can you help me out? I've got a serious itching, and I'm not sure what to do about it.
Yeah, whereabouts is this itch? I got to ask that first.
Kind of in my eyebrows.
In the eyebrows, okay. Well, we've got our last resort, but first, have you tried combing them?
Yeah, I did, and there's these little creatures in there. Kind of looked like, well, you know.
Well, you said your eyebrows, though, so it can't be that.
But,
Have you been swimming lately?
No, but I was looking for love in all the wrong places.
You went down to the gutters. All right, gang. We're going to get those no-good cattle rustlers tonight if it's the last thing we do. We have been practicing for weeks. They are not getting our last cattle. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Mostly.
More or less.
Well, I'm missing a spur, sir.
We've been over this time and again. This was supposed to be taken care of days ago. Who was your supervisor?
Dan.
Well, Dan.
And Lauren.
Why isn't he done?
And how's that?
No, don't pin this on me.
My 10-gallon hat is 5 gallons flat. Not me.
And my boots are too small. I have all kinds of blisters.
My ropes are nothing but yarn.
It seems to me, Rob, they all have wonderful reasons for why they are not done, but you do not. You blame them.
I didn't blame them for my missing spurs. You asked me who my supervisor was.
You should have taken responsibility.
Yeah, I just said they were missing, sir. I feel like you're really coming down hard on me. I feel bad about this. I don't want to go on this, get these cattle rustlers.
Yeah, I need to get morale up. I got to say, I'm not really feeling it.
You see the look of them? There's some very big rustlers of cattle.
Big guys.
I'm not really sure what a cattle rustler is, even.
Yeah, what's rustle?
Do they rustle? Yeah, Howard got here like 2 days ago.
They're guys named Russell, right?
Yeah, who steal our cattle.
Yeah, they're big guys named Russell.
They have guns.
They have lots of guns.
Like at least four apiece. We do? Wait, where are the guns?
Brian,
you guys got guns?
You didn't give us any guns.
I got a gun. He just didn't give me any bullets.
Well, that's
all threatening, but I can't shoot nothing.
I only got bullets.
Oh, I'll trade you my gun for your bullets.
Okay.
All right, there.
Who has the
that works out. All right, we're good.
That didn't work.
Well, that's okay. I'm not giving your gun back.
I'll keep the bullets in.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be a team here. Russell's on his way. I can see him right across the field.
Wait, there's only one of them now? I thought there was a bunch of Russells.
Hey, what's he doing to that cow?
Bush. Okay, so Howard, I understand that you had an Old Bay incident.
Yeah, the Old Bay incident.
You got Old Bay in cuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You've come to me several times now, just in the last couple of months, with Old Bay in your wounds. And I feel like I now need to ask, are you okay?
Well, I'm glad you got around to asking me that after I've complained about the Old Bay incident for so long.
I think this is about more than that. I think this is about more than the Old Bay.
Well, Old Bay certainly instigated it, and there's probably more to it than that.
Okay.
But I appreciate you finally paying me some attention and asking me about how I'm feeling. That's nice. Right. I appreciate that.
Are you applying the Old Bay to your wounds, or tell me more about how this is happening? Because first time it made sense that you were picking crabs.
Yeah.
You know, and you got some Old Bay in there, and that happens. You know, we flushed it out and everything.
Yeah.
The second time, though.
Yeah, I got a paper cut, you know, mm-hmm. just working through some papers, reading through. I was actually cookbook, flipping through the pages, got mm-hmm. a paper cut. I said, oh, yeah, I got a wound. I should put some salt in it. Oh, what? Not salt. I mean, you put Old Bay in the wound. That's how they do in Maryland.
Well, you know, there is that saying that Marylanders have Old Bay in their blood, but that's just a saying. You're not actually supposed to introduce Old Bay to your bloodstream.
Oh, see, I thought this was supposed to help me become a Marylander if I would
Old Bay in the wounds. So you're doing like almost like a blood ritual.
Yeah, a blood ritual.
Okay, I got to tell you right now, Howard, that's not, you don't have to do anything like that.
Oh. Lauren, what are you doing?
Just administering to my patient.
Just serve the man his seafood and leave him alone.
All right, campers. Dan is about to tell us the story of Camp Old Bay, where the meanest witch did her blood rituals just in time for Halloween.
Yes.
Yay, blood rituals.
So once there was this old witch, her name was... Well, don't.
I mean, the witch.
You don't know her yet. Let me explain a little bit before he starts booing.
Okay.
Gosh. Okay. So there was this old witch who she.
What's her name?
Her name was Tammy. Okay. So there's this old witch named Tammy, and she terrorized.
Tammy's my mom's name.
I know.
Does she have really long fingernails like Lauren's mom?
She does. So Tammy
does
the
she
witch.
She have 8 cats like Lauren's mom.
She does, and so Tammy the witch, she would terrorize all the children in the camp.
Is this about Lauren's mom?
Yes.
Come on, guys.
No. Now, children, listen up. Dan has been working on this all winter. Let him have all summer and winter. Let him have his moment.
Sorry, Mr.
Witch,
Brown.
Tammy. With the cats, with the long fingernails, she would terrorize all the children in the camp and also one of the camp counselors. You know, she would text him at night and say, oh, honey, I want to be with you. And then suddenly she would ghost him. You know, it's like she became a ghost, except she wasn't a ghost. She was just a witch.
And her name was
going to do the blood rituals.
Oh, the blood rituals. So she would drain the blood out of the small children in the camp. She would slowly do it. She was.
Is this a true story,
Mr. Brown? Is this because Lauren's mom said no to you for that date?
It's based on some true events, but it's fiction. So Tammy, the witch with the long fingernails, and the daughter and the cats.
Wait, you didn't say anything about her daughter.
Oh yes, she has a daughter. Okay. And
what's her daughter like?
Is she evil?
The daughter is evil as well. And let's say her name is Lori. Okay. So Lori would come to the camp to torture the counselor on a daily basis with the knowledge that Tammy was still ghosting him.
And was there blood rituals then?
The blood rituals came when she basically drained the life out of the camp counselor.
Oh.
And left a hollow shell. Oh. The end. Wasn't that the best scary story ever? Hey, Brian, you're pretty aggressive with your cookies.
I mean, people gotta know if I make the best cookies in town. They can't be trying to step on my territory.
Yeah, I know. It's great. It's just you get really threatening about it. I mean, you know, you make some great snickerdoodles. You have the best recipe for ginger snaps. And
have you seen all the viral videos, though? People getting knocked out with a cookie. It's the new craze.
Yeah. Your cookies are dynamite. They just basically, like, once you take a bite, they just kind of stun you for a little bit. And that's a good thing.
Whack, that old witch gets smacked in the side of her head and down she goes.
Yeah. That was a great commercial. So, but you don't have to be so aggressive. People like your cookies. You don't have to like be so abrasive about it is basically what I'm saying. You don't have to threaten people.
Look, I'm a winner, and that's what winners do. We just do what we want, and then we get what we want. And there's no consequences.
Yeah, I just think you've taken it too far. I mean, the way you were like, way you doxed that person on Twitter who gave you a negative review for your cookie. Well,
they said they didn't like being hit with my cookies.
Yeah,
that's a fake review. That's a fake review. No one would ever say that.
But it was a fake review by a person that you actually gave their real address and their work. In their workplace.
Well, they're a liar and they need to face some consequences.
Okay. It's just, I think you're going too much Gamergate on this whole cookie thing.
Look, I'm telling the gamers out there to stand by and, you know, hold fast.
Yeah.
We're going to need a whole lot of cookies thrown soon.
It's just, I'm afraid the authorities are going to get involved soon. And you're my friend. I don't want to see you like throw your life away. I mean, you've got a good cookie empire going here. Just coast on the ability that you have to make great cookies.
Who do you think is giving all of the law enforcement the cookies they love so much?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now you're getting it.
So, Dan, are you telling ghost stories based on our relationship?
Oh, hi, Tammy. How are you? Haven't heard from you in a long time. Did you not get my text messages?
No, I did. I got all 700 of them. I just want to know why you're telling my daughter that I'm a witch and that I torture children.
Well, it got you talking to me right now, didn't it?
Yeah. Okay. So this was all just a plan to make me come and get mad?
I wouldn't say it's so much of a plan, but it seems to have worked. I mean, we're communicating now. This is good. You know, I knew that if I was around you again, that you would come around.
I'm not coming around. I'm asking you why you're telling children and other camp counselors that I am a witch that has drained the life out of you.
Well, there is some truth to that story, but it is also fiction, so you can't sue me.
Well, I mean that it's defamation.
It's parody.
It's slander.
It's satire.
No, it's not satire. You're not making
a joke
out of things. I just want to know why my daughter came home in tears.
So what you're saying is that there's now a chance between us?
A chance for, I want you to stop telling ghost stories about me.
Okay,
prisoner 5412, your time is up.
Okay, well, I've got to go now. Come and visit me again.
No, this is the last time I'm coming all the way out to this prison.
So, Mr. Brian Snickerdoodle of Snickerdoodles, Inc., I'm a lawyer for my client, Rob K. We want to talk to you about these viral videos about throwing cookies. We hold you chiefly responsible for the injuries to my client.
Chiefly responsible for making him a star.
No. For the injury, I mean, sure, he became famous, but people kept throwing cookies at him until he ended up with a dislocated uvula. And somebody's got to pay for that.
Well, what about all of his new, revenue coming in from all the videos? Someone's paying him for that.
No, because with a dislocated uvula, you see, he...
I can barely talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything hurts.
Yeah, and it's really bad for the audio and his videos. It's his income has drastically decreased, and he's got medical bills, and somebody's got to pay.
Do you have any evidence that he did not sound like this before the cookie incident?
I have lots of evidence for other YouTube shows.
I think he said he has a lot of evidence from his other YouTube shows.
Well, for all we know, those are edited videos Anybody can make anything look good in post. I'm just not buying it.
We have video of Cookie going into my throat very fast.
Yeah, that's true. There is that video of
you shouldn't have been so hungry. No, you should learn to eat slower.
He was being pelted with the said snickerdoodle.
He looked overjoyed. Some people watched that video and said, wow, look at the joy in his eyes. Others saw terror, but I'm going to stick with the joy.
Yeah.
Hey, Howard. Here, you want some Hydrox? I've got some Hydrox.
Oh, geez. What flavor of Hydrox is it? I mean, I know
they only make the one, so this is a lot easier.
Oh, okay.
It's just Hydrox flavored.
Yeah, wait, is this real Hydrox or is this something out of a chemistry book?
It's real Hydrox. I found them at a dollar store. They had a closeout, like one of those closeout stores, like Big Lots. Wait. And they had some on the shelf. I'm sure they're good. They've only been out of business for a couple of years.
What, the dollar store or the Hydrox company?
The Hydrox company. I think they were Sunshine. Yeah. So here, have some. I just want you to find out if they're any good.
I think they were out of business in like 1980.
Yeah. But they're packaged.
Yeah, it's true. They're probably like Twinkies. They're probably like Twinkies. They'll last forever. Sure.
Exactly. Go ahead and try one and let me know if it's good.
Oh, I am not sure what color that stuffing is. The stuff
brown.
Yeah, that's an odd color. Oh, well, I'll give it a try. Tastes like meatloaf.
Oh, really? Let me try. Yeah, it does. I can taste some ketchup and some spice. Not Old Bay this time.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit like penicillin.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm allergic to penicillin.
All right. Okay. Quick. Emergency. We've had a massive outbreak of Hydrox intoxication. So many people have eaten really bad Hydrox. And, guys, I called you all in. The ER is full tonight. We need to be on this stat. Lauren.
What?
We need blood transfusions for everyone that ate the brown Hydrox. Brian, everyone who ate the blue Hydrox. I need plasma transfusions.
All right. Blood for blue. Okay, got it.
You got it? Are you sure?
Yep, got it.
Okay, repeat it back to me.
Blood for blue.
Sure, that was it.
Yep.
Wait, I'm doing what now? I'm doing transfusions?
Of blood.
Of
for blue. The brown Hydrox.
For the brown.
Blood for brown.
Blood for brown.
Blue and for blood plasma. For blue. No. I know plasma is part of blood, but it is an actual different thing, Brian. This is very important. Hydrox toxification is a very serious issue.
What color is plasma, though?
It's mostly clear-ish.
Then why don't you say blood for clear?
Because we're not putting.
Doesn't that make
more sense? Yeah, it makes.
Because we're not putting the blood into the plasma, guys.
Hold on. Let's sit down, take a breather, and color.
All right. Okay. Look, I prepared a PowerPoint.
I think we're all hysterical.
I prepared a PowerPoint presentation just for this moment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Look at this first slide. I gave you copies of all the PowerPoint presentation too, so you can look down at them and not look up at the PowerPoint presentation.
Why am I putting blood in a cookie?
You're not. That's
you're putting in the paste.
We're putting cookies in the blood.
I thought I was doing
it. No, the cookies, Brian, the cookies blood. Already went in the blood. And now we're trying to replace the cookies in the blood with plasma for your case, for the blue Hydrox.
So we're putting the cookies in the IV bags.
But when do we eat the
cookies? No, guys, if you put the cookie in the IV bag, it's going to block it.
Wait, cookies don't have blood, though. How am I supposed to do a transfusion from a cookie?
That's a very good point, Lauren. You're not actually going to put the IV into the cookie itself. You're going to put the IV into the bag of blood and then put the other end of the IV into the person.
Guys, hold on. I just checked YouTube and there is not a single video about how cookies do not have blood. So I think we need to take another quick breather and pop out this video.
I think we're feeling hysterical right now.
Yeah. Like, let's just
I know at least one of us is.
Okay. So why are we dunking the cookies in blood? Like, aren't you supposed to use milk?
No, literally, no one said the word dunking till just now, Warren.
We were all thinking it. Don't oh, blame
you,
her.
Well, you didn't say dunking, but you said we're putting the cookie in the blood, and no, I assume that's no. to soften it
Again,
up.
Again, never said by me.
If we're but doing a ritual, it. Do we need a virgin?
Yeah, we're going to have a virgin.
Howard?
Well, Brian's
hey,
here, so it's
guys,
fine.
Howard
I
got
just,
here.
I just ate this Hydrox cookie, and I'm not feeling really well.
Which color?
Which color? What?
It doesn't matter. Drink this blood.
Is it brown or blue? Or clear? Is it a clear?
What, my blood?
No, the sir, cookie. The cookie. What color was the cookie?
Oh,
are you a virgin?
They're black. They're black cookies. Don't you?
It was a black cookie. Oh my god!
So, what kind of blood do we get from that?
We don't give him blood. We have to give him other Hydrox.
Okay, I'm confused.
Brian, just put a bunch of Hydrox in a blender, slurry it up, put it in an IV, pump it in this guy's vein. Stat.
Aye, aye, sir.
Wait, do we put ice cream in it?
No, that's ridiculous.
Oh, that would be great.
That's only for Oreos.
If we're blending the cookie.
Look up in the tree, honey. I think it's one of those blue-footed warblers.
Oh my gosh. I thought those were extinct.
I thought so too, but maybe we found the last of its kind.
That wow. is incredible. I mean, well, let me get the bird book. Here, you take the yeah. binoculars.
Okay.
Okay. And
what kind of call does it say we should make?
It's kind of hard. It's written out, so I don't
oh,
know if
phonetically in bird.
I don't know if I'm gonna say it correctly, but it's like. I
Whoa,
think
it,
I don't
it looked
know.
This way. I think that worked. Just do it.
Wait, does Hold it on. Look? Does it look annoyed?
Yeah. Wait. What does that say? You said to it. What's that translate to?
I thought it was a mating call, but I'm wondering if. Maybe I said I pronounced a word wrong or like something wrong and
oh,
I said
no.
something offensive.
Okay, here, let me try.
Okay, here.
Which, this one?
This one. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to say it. It's just like B's
oh,
and R's. I don't know.
It's okay. I've been doing this for so long. I'll get it right on
okay,
the first try.
Okay. I'll look through. I'll look through the binoculars.
Okay. Click, click.
Okay, I can't say for sure, but I think that bird just made an obscene gesture at us.
That was its middle feather.
Ah, oh, did you hear that? There's that couple? Howard, did you hear that?
Oh, bloody hell. They think they're birders. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Making the exact wrong sound. They're, what are they calling, crows? Ugh.
Bloody hell. They
pedestrians.
Were making an aggressive call. I'm surprised they didn't get their eyes pecked out.
Are they not looking at us? We're clearly not crows.
Right, right.
I'm so tired of these amateur bird callers.
I tell you, bloody hell, I don't know what we could do about it. We should give instructions. Everybody knows that you go, if you want to attract the blue-footed warbler.
Beautiful, Howard. Beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they were doing.
In the meantime, though, just put your middle feather at them.
Yeah, excellent.
Honey, run, run, the crows. Don't let them get your eyes. Run.
Hey, Howard. Howard, I've got some cookies for you. These are JoJo's. They come from
JoJo's. Oh, yeah, Trader Joe's is awesome. I love Trader Joe's.
Here, you can have a couple. I want you to try them.
So this is like the Trader Joe's version of
Oreos. Or Hydrox.
Which is the Nabisco version of Hydrox.
Yes.
This is like
kind of
a second level
of
knockoff.
The offshoot.
Yeah, it's like a second level knockoff, huh?
Yeah, it is. I want to see if they're any good before I try some. And you're good at testing.
I mean, is this some crazy new flavor or...
I think it's just white.
Just, wow. Look at that. It is just a plain white Hydrox Oreo JoJo family of cookies.
Cookie, yeah.
Yeah.
Try it out. It should be safe. These are fresh.
I'm a little nervous, though. There's always a catch with you. What's up with this?
I just want to know if they're good before I try one myself.
Okay, sure.
Find out what they taste like before.
Yeah, tastes like meatloaf.
Oh, good. Yeah, it does. I can taste the ketchup now. It's got some spices.
Lauren, it looks like Subject A has successfully gotten Subject B to ingest the substance.
Okay, this is interesting progress. I mean, it took longer than we initially thought it would.
It seems we're over the hump now, and now we're going to have some smooth sailing as the effects take hold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, how long do we expect the full body hair loss to occur? Like, how long do we think it's going to take?
Oh, it shouldn't take more than a matter of moments. The hair just gets so scared of the host that it just runs away.
Okay, so it's follicle rejection.
Follicle rejection on a massive scale, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, that will make them very smooth.
Yeah. I'm just...
Okay.
I'm kind of excited about the second half of the effects, but let's just wait and see
the smoothness. How it goes.
The smoothness and what it leads to, yes.
Okay, that's, I mean...
Oh, it looks like Subject B is about to say something.
Hey, Dan, you gave me those JoJo's, and now I'm starting to lose my hair. What is going on?
I don't know. It's surprising me. It looks so smooth.
Right. It's like my hair was surprised and my follicles were rejecting it. It was like just...
I've got my own follicles doing that now.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Look at you.
Brian, did we give Subject A the substance as well?
No, I think we instructed
him not to eat it.
We told him specifically not to. There's no way he would
have. I gave all the subjects all of it.
What, Rob?
Well,
you're not even a scientist. Why were you interfering?
Well, I was just cleaning up in the office, and I thought, hey, this looks good. I think I'll give this to people.
Okay. Well, now the test lab is just full of hair, just loose hair.
I know.
Floating around.
I made a nest back here.
Okay. Both of you are psychopaths. I don't know what to do with either of
you. I didn't hire him.
Right, but you're obsessed with the smoothness.
I hired me.
And he's obsessed with the hair. It's a match made in heaven.
Hey, okay. Howard? Are you starting to feel damp all over?
Seems
like there's another side effect.
Yeah, I'm sweating profusely, but
I am too.
I don't have any hair. It's actually making me really
sick. Oh no, my hair nest is flooding.
Okay, finally we are seeing the results that I have been looking for. It's just how quickly the subjects become slippery after eating the substance. And it looks like...
But now my nest is ruined.
No, this was never about your nest.
It was never about... You're not a scientist. This was about slipperiness.
And smoothness.
Well, my nest is very slippery.
Your nest is floating away.
So, welcome to Full Body Wigs. How can I help you?
Yeah, thanks a lot. I ate some weird cookies, and I seem to have lost all of my body hair.
You are incredibly hairless.
Yes, I'm like a salamander.
Yeah, and you are looking a little damp.
Yeah, damp on the outside. I'm actually feeling pretty dehydrated from all the sweating, but yeah.
Okay, interesting. Now, we do a lot of wigs and toupees for the full body. However, I'm a little concerned about whether they're going to stick to your skin as well, just because, again, how slippery you are.
Yeah, that's a good concern.
Okay, so I guess my first question would be, are you looking for a more, are you looking for a wig that you can maybe change your look based on your mood, or are you looking for something that's maybe a little bit more permanent?
Just you know, a wig, a toupee probably would be better for me, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, I've got a big head. I might need a three-pay.
Okay. We have head wigs that for all sizes. And then, well, let me show you how do you feel about chest hair? Because I have a really nice selection of chest hair toupees, and they're made out of 100% human hair. It's never been dyed or chemically treated, so you know, you can blow dry it, you can shower with it. It's good to go.
That sounds pretty awesome. I never had chest hair, but I'd love to, you know, get myself a nice 70s disco shirt with a big tab collar, let my chest hair out, have a big Zodiac medallion.
If you're looking for 70s chest hair, we have the whole front and back toupee. So you can get like Robin Williams thickness and volume.
Well, I mean, is that all human? You must have had to get something from a bear or a monkey or something. 100%
human hair.
Where do you get? Is it from one human or like 50?
Well, you know, we get it from a supplier, and you know, they don't really talk about their. So all we know is it's you know, undyed, not chemically treated. You know, you can swim in it. You can you know, take a shower. You can you know, wear polyester. It's fine. There won't be any reactions.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's fair trade and free range.
Absolutely.
Is Rob muted?
Yeah. What? Dan, come back in from the field. It's time to shave you.
Again?
You know it, man. This is our business.
Oh, God. All right. Go ahead.
I mean, I've never met someone who grows hair as fast as you, my friend.
I am very hirsute.
And that full body toupee story is keeping our lives. You like your hot tub, right? I mean, we have to clean it every other day because of all the hair that gets stuck in the filter, but...
You're not throwing that away, are you?
Of course we're not throwing it away, Brian. This is part of what we do.
Okay, just wanted to make sure we're on the same page.
Well, I tell you this every day. I feel like you ask this question, but this is our business. We shave Dan down and we sell the hair so they can make full body toupees.
I just think we're missing a real opportunity by not shaving me. I mean, I did get the certificate. I'm 5% grizzly.
I agree, but you grow hair... I mean, you barely have a soul patch.
Barely. You can even put that pun in the advertisement. We're missing out on gold here.
I don't see it, Brian.
You know what? Like maybe really if you fed him some of that Rogaine solution.
I feel like I'll speed things up. Brian, I don't know, man. I don't know. Are you even from Tennessee?
Look, I don't want to talk about it, okay?